The Central Coast has a new millionaire. And to find out more, we have got Tim. Here's the owner of Batto Bay Nextra, the news agent there. Good morning, Timmy.
Hey, Tim.
Good morning, good morning. I better clarify, I'm not the owner, but I certainly carry myself like I am sometimes.
Oh, well, oh, you know what? You should be.
Just
bloody
talk it
hell,
up.
You should
talk
be.
Talk it up, Tim.
One of the workers at Nextra at Batto Bay. Mate, new millionaire on the Central Coast.
Absolutely. How exciting to have the feeling of holding that winning ticket that somebody's just been able to cash in to get that $1 million. I mean, what a feeling.
Yeah, how good is that? Has the person come in yet?
They certainly have. Yeah, yesterday afternoon they came in. They were a bit nervous and jittery, but filled with joy and excitement to know that they've won $1 million.
How does that work? Do you just write a check?
From Tim's account.
That's like a license to print money. If I could write checks, I'll be sending them out left, right and centre.
Yeah. I'd vote for you on Saturday, Timmy.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, go on. Run for PM.
Yeah, people be lining up at the door.
Yeah. Mate, how was it when, did the lady want anonymity or what was the go?
Sorry, what was the question?
Did the lady want anonymity or what's the go?
Oh, yeah, so she's going to remain anonymous, but she did share a bit of a story about how she came to buy the ticket, which is exciting.
Yeah, what happened?
So she was in here buying a birthday card, and while in the store, she's like, oh, I might as well buy a ticket for Saturday, and lo and behold, look what happened.
Oh, so she wasn't buying it for a bet with someone or anything like that where she might have to give half.
No, this is all for her, and just on the sheer chance of happening to be in our news agency buying a birthday card for a friend. I mean, if it weren't for this friend having a birthday, this person wouldn't be a millionaire right now.
Man, and what did she spend on the ticket?
Sorry, can you say that again?
What did she spend on the ticket? How much?
Oh, I didn't see the ticket. No, I didn't see it, but... yeah, well, it doesn't really matter because $1.3 million is going to certainly cover the cost.
Mate, what? Like, I saw Powerball, Twin Powerball, it's one in 134 million.
That's correct.
You know, the odds are against you. And in Monday and Wednesday Lotto, one in 8 million, just over 8 million. But you've got to be in it to win it. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, it's about 8.6 million chance. But hey, it pays off once you get it. And it goes to show that it can happen, especially to people on the Central Coast.
Yeah. Do you know when a lotto goes off? I've not played, so I don't understand it. But if a lotto goes off, are you notified that your ticket has won, or how do the people find out?
Oh, you betcha. So if we sell a Division 1 being the $1 million top prize, we get contacted by the lottery's office. So we get to share the news pretty much like minutes after the draws happen. So this is what happened on Saturday night. We got a message from the boss saying that, you know, we've won Division 1 and, you know, this is the prize that's been won and how many other people won it. That's fantastic news to hear on a Saturday night.
Wow. And so how long did it take floods of people to come in and start checking their ticket at your store?
Once we put our Facebook post up, we had all kinds of regulars coming in and, they got waving their ticket in the air. It's like, oh, is it me? Is it me? And I loved telling them the story. If I saw an unregistered ticket, because that's what it was an unregistered ticket, and it was on that Saturday on the 14th, I'll tell them the story. It's like, oh, we haven't found the winner yet. That could be you.
Thank you. Yeah, and they're getting all jittery. Do you reckon the lady who won, is she going to shout you guys a beer or what?
I will have to wait and see, yeah.
I don't suppose you've sold many tickets since, because the law of averages says you're not going to sell another winner for a while.
Oh, no, you'll be surprised. It was only 18 months ago we sold the Division 1 in the Super Draw for Saturday. The top prize was $20 million, and there was 10 shares. So we popped a $2 million ticket only 18 months ago.
There you go. Yeah. Nextra Batto Bay Square, the news agent.
Nextra Batto Bay, yeah, they're the lucky ones.
Yeah. Hey, Timmy, thanks for joining us, mate, and I hope you have a lot more winners to come there.
Yeah, certainly. And keep an eye out for the best news agency on the Central Coast because we're pumping out winners.
Yeah. Oh, you are going to be the boss for sure soon, Tim.
Thanks for that, Timmy.
Thank you.
See you, mate. 13 to 8.